T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Brian Hoyer, ex-Patriots quarterback, a guy who I think blabbed quite a bit during his final year in New England, was on with Tommy Curran and Phil Perry. Was this Patriots Talk podcast? I'm not sure exactly where this was. This was some coverage, though, where he's breaking down all the various draft prospects.
We don't want to start critiquing these guys right off the top, but that has been the big critique when it comes to this guy's game is, boy, you got to clean up that footwork.
I actually think that's the easiest thing to be fixed. I know coming in, I learned so much from, you know, watching Tom and his footwork. Obviously, Coach O'Brien, Bill O'Brien, his coaching. The footwork to me would be the least of the concern. If we want to rewind this back to the beginning and pause it right there, the first thing that stands out to me is his recognition of coverage. We call this blitz zero. There's five DBs lined up across. It's an empty formation. There's only five linemen to block. They're blitzing six guys. So to me, you know, what's even more impressive than this throw, which it's not hard to tell, but he sees the blitz and he knows exactly where the weak point in the protection is. He knows a guy's going to come free from the left. He knows what matchups he has. This is man coverage. And so he kind of, you talk about footwork, I actually think this is good footwork. He drifts a little bit to the right where the protection's a little more firm. Lofts a great pass. We call this an inside slot fade. Right over the guy's shoulder. I mean, you couldn't really ask for a better play from the quarterback right here.
Okay, so I like that from Brian Hoyer. Obviously, it suits
my
agenda.
Some sort of robber here.
he's talking about Drake May, and he's channeling his inner Greg Bedard. This is an ex-NFL quarterback.
They had the Braveheart music in the background, too.
Okay, no, they did. This is an ex-NFL quarterback, so a little different. But when it comes to his breakdown, I just like hearing him say, well, yeah, I mean, he's got some footwork issues. That's the easiest thing to clean up. Because like Orlovsky, another ex-NFL quarterback, and we're hoping to talk to him later on this week after the draft, he's been very critical of Drake May's footwork. And it's like, all right, fine, the footwork's a mess. It's the easiest thing to fix. Great. That's what Brian Hoyer says.
Yeah, well, Brian Hoyer couldn't fix Mac Jones's footwork, could he? You know, like he was there.
Well, he wasn't a coach.
No, he wasn't a coach, but he was in the room, and he was sort of the wise old sage who was going to be, you know, the guy holding the clipboard.
I think Mac had a lot more,
the young quarterbacks.
I had Mac had a lot more problems than just his footwork, but
he
I
probably
understand the
did.
Point.
I guess the point is that the footwork, I think, never really was great with him, and Orlovsky said as much to us too. And we saw it. We saw him throwing off his back foot how many times last year, throwing those terrible interceptions and those lollipops.
That's what I was just going to say. The difference is Drake May's not going to throw a lollipop. Now, that's one thing I didn't like from his pro day, but the difference is, ideally, if he's throwing off one foot, he can huck it because he has an arm, and he's an NFL athlete.
It's
which
true.
Mac Jones was not.
No, you're right about that. But, I mean, even Josh Allen, who has a great arm, was throwing tons of picks his first couple years and still throws a lot of them now, to be honest here. So having a big arm doesn't necessarily mean that you're not out there making bad decisions. And I think that's really what it's all about here. With Hoyer, I mean, yeah, footwork can be cleaned up with certain guys, but not everybody. I mean, it's not like an easy thing to just, well, this guy's got footwork problems.
Yeah,
we'll clean him up and he'll
easiest.
Be fine.
If you're going to have an issue that we need to clean up, that's the easiest one. That's what Brian Hoyer said about Drake May. Meanwhile, more from The Athletic. And we'll get to some phone calls here early because we're going to talk to Alex Cora at 2:30. So we'll get to your phone calls here in a moment. Lottie, you're already waiting patiently on our big question of the day. You're on the clock at 3. What are you doing? Pretty simple. This idea of trading down and trading back up, which I just hate. I just hate it.
I'm not into this either.
I've made this analogy before.
I'm already trading back. I don't want to do all this back and forth stuff.
I've made the analogy
snip,
before.
Snap.
Yeah, I don't want to do it. It's just if you like the guy, take him at 3, okay? Or trade back and hope you can get him later. Moving down and back up, it's like Don Sweeney thought he could command the draft board at his first draft, and he butchered it.
Right.
And he got stuck with Zach Senyshyn, okay? He thought he was getting Noah Hanifin, and he thought he was smarter than every other GM, and they abused him. The same thing would happen to Elliott Wolff. So this idea that, like, Elliott Wolff is going to big brain the draft is so dumb. But you keep reading it. If he's available, they probably won't hang up on Minnesota, and they will take May at number 3, says Russini. But if May's taken by Washington at 2, that's where things can get interesting. This is fair, I think it's why the Patriots are playing games. They love McCarthy. They like all the quarterbacks. This is why I think they're playing games. They don't quite know what Washington's doing. They have a good idea, but just in case, they don't want their guy getting sniped the pick before. So they're playing games, and they're working the phones just in case. If May goes number two, the Raiders, who have the 13th pick, may get aggressive in trying to move up for LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels, who has a relationship with Antonio Pierce going back to ASU, where he started his college career. Mm-hmm. That could result in a bidding war between the Raiders and the Vikings that leads the Patriots to an offer they feel they can't turn down. The Patriots are among the many teams that see McCarthy as being similar, or on a similar tier, rather, to Daniels and May, and believe he's worthy of a top 10 pick. Let's break that down for a second. He's on a similar tier, but he's worthy of a top 10 pick. Those other guys are going potentially two and three. So you don't quite like him as much. Don't tell me he's on the same tier if you think he's a top 10 pick. If he's on the same tier, you'd take him at three.
Right, and you'd make up reasons why he's the guy you wanted or whatever. I mean, it's clear that they don't have a full-on, you know, thing for any of these guys. It's clear to me anyway. They haven't made that, you know, a big statement over the last couple months. But I don't like hearing that. I don't like, because I like Daniels more than I like May. I don't really love either of them, but I think Daniels is probably the better pro prospect and could probably give you more right away, too, if you're talking about, you know, picking that high in the draft. But either way, if they don't like him and that's the one thing that'll prompt a trade, that I don't like that either, because that signals to me that they would take less to trade away Daniels than they would if it was May, and they'd have different standards for that. And I don't love that idea.
She concludes, if the Patriots can pull this off, they could add draft picks, potentially a first-round pick next year, while still getting McCarthy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.